This third part of my memoir is called Betrayal, a series of concise stories tracing what happened after I was assaulted and during one of the darkest chapters of my life. Just when I thought I'd escaped the housing projects, new job, first apartment, a familiar darkness crept in. Fear lingered, tempting me toward something stronger than cannabis to numb the pain. Such is life. Good and evil walk side by side. My way of fighting evil? Turning to God and his son, Jesus. I often think of Judas Iscariot, the apostle who betrayed Jesus with a kiss. I too was betrayed by someone I thought was a friend. He drew near, then assaulted me. Jesus drew strength from God to face his crucifixion. I drew strength from God to survive mine. My mother filled our home with God's word, on doors, in hearts. She warned us against psychiatric meds, urging faith instead. As African Americans, we often couldn't afford therapy. So we leaned on Jesus for healing. That season of pain? Maybe it was divine redirection. I'd been chasing earthly pleasures, smoking, drinking, idolizing men. I mistook admiration for worship. The man who assaulted me wasn't someone I desired. I thought we were just friends. I was wrong. But when I turned to God, he stepped in. He transformed my life and delivered justice. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries. Memoir Mischief Never Sleeps. See you tomorrow.